Here's a podcast, episode 2, podcast on Tuesday, August 21st. It's probably going to get put up on Wednesday, August 22nd. I almost said August 31st. Wednesday, August 22nd.
The 32nd.
It's the August 32nd. Myself, Austin, is here. Jack is here. And Laura's here.
Hello?
Everybody's here. Everyone's having a good time.
Doing it right, doing it well.
You know what else is doing it well? Mutant Muds. How's that going? Let's talk about what we play.
Mutant Muds is just going on. It's nice.
It's good.
I'm gonna try it out.
It's always a good game. Anyone playing anything they want to talk about in particular?
What?
Is anyone playing anything they want to talk about in particular?
No.
I downloaded Mario, or I bought a, what's it called?
3DS XL.
I bought a 3DS XL for the $200 price at Target during my lunch break at my job. Or not on my job because I'm on my lunch break, but I like it a lot. I like it well. Big screen, nice D-pad.
D-pad is really nice.
Yes,
the screen is honestly just incredible. Nice.
Yeah, it's
and
just.
And I love the finish, the matte finish instead of the shiny one.
We kind of looked at it compared
maybe
to.
Maybe if you fix yours, you should just trade it back in and get one of those.
The purple.
Oh, that's true.
You can get red.
No.
You can get blue.
You can get Mitch.
You
can
black.
Get red. You can get anything.
I really want an XL, but I love purple so much.
It is actually purple, though.
I mean, like,
it's a beautiful, 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 beautiful color.
I got a DS on launch day, and then I just sold it for a crappy price just to get purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you did the guy a favor selling it for just, like, what, $80?
Yeah.
It was for a friend.
Right. So, games. Anyone want to talk about games they're playing?
No, because I'm crabby. Because the purple DS I bought just recently.
Already broke.
Well, it keeps freezing.
Yeah, it's nice busted.
So, I went on a bit of an online shopping spree. Because
about
I got the,
three whole games.
About three whole games. Two of them from one developer.
Yeah.
Jules Watson.
Nope, EA. You got Madden number
Watson.
Three, Madden number four.
Jules
watch him. It's actually pronounced watch him.
I apologize if you are somehow listening to this. You're not.
He might be. He occasionally looks at our site a lot.
He's not, so I'm not gonna.
It's fine. You can apologize anyway. Just kidding.
I'm sorry if I if you got really
deeply offended,
really outraged, and like we'll try and blackball NintendoEverything.com now.
You wouldn't do that. That'd be silly. Some people would, and that's mostly my fault.
I'm very sorry, but honestly, from when I met you, you seemed like a really nice guy. Really,
he was
really
well
nice.
Just like, here, play my...
Very well spoken, just cordial, just very awesome. All right,
come on.
Okay,
come on.
That's enough.
You're talking about your online shopping spree of
$15. So two Renegade Kid games. Mutant Muds, just great, awesome platformer. And Bomb Monkey, which is honestly probably better than Pokemon Puzzle League. If you're in a puzzle game, you're... Those kind of players.
I really
games.
Like Bomb Monkey.
Bomb Monkey
on that leaderboard.
Bomb Monkey is just really good, honestly. Just buy it.
It's a lot of silly fun, and the music is really good. In both games.
Yeah.
Did you pay $1 for that?
The soundtrack. I don't know.
I'm not going to go into that. Laura, did you play anything you want to talk about?
No, I told you. I'm cranky.
Yeah, the other game I got was Mario's Pycrest because it's on sale.
Is it any good?
It's just after playing, you know, Pycrest DS, there's a lot of features that are sadly missing, but, you know, it's... I'm sure if I would have played it first, I'd consider it, like, one of my favorites.
Yeah, maybe.
And, you know, Pycrest is probably one of the best, if not the best, of those puzzle type games, so...
Yep.
Really
that's how it goes, that's how it
really
goes.
Before my DS broke, I did get to play the demo for Lego Batman 2 on DS, which came out a long time ago.
No one cared about it when it came out.
Sad. Well, I liked it, except for the fact that the Legos talk.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
That is
awful. I seriously
awful.
Hate that.
Awful, awful,
like,
awful.
The best part about those Lego games is how, like, charming and silly they were.
You're like,
turn ooh.
That just makes it sound like you're peeing.
Yeah, it does. The best part about the Lego games is that they were really, like, charming and silly.
Yeah, like, you know, like... Indiana Jones would be like,
and they would just have noises, but now they all talk, and I think it's stupid. But What you gonna do when they come for you, bad boys?
And then,
cops film on location.
What's I also got to play the demo for the Rhythm Thief.
Rhythm Thief, the detective of
time. Was that nice?
It was awesome. I liked it. Because there were three different things. I thought it was gonna be all the same. The first one I played, you know, where you touch the arrow in time.
Yep.
But it's not. There are other things you do. And
you
it's really cool.
You have to move the style in some different ways.
No.
I was just saying.
Well, kind of, yeah. But what happens on the screen?
Is it as good as
Theater
Rhythm Final Fantasy?
Probably not because
that.
Of the awesome soundtrack. But at least Thief isn't monogamous.
Doesn't that mean it's in a relationship with one person?
That's moving on. So we had pretty big week, and by big, kind of slightly big, you know, just because of the release of the 3DS XL in America.
Oh, yeah, and New Super Mario Bros. 2 came out.
New Super Mario Bros. 2 launched at the same time. Looked,
maybe I'll buy it used.
Honestly, you know, I've always, like, from the start, I've been jaded about New Super Mario Bros. And
but
honestly,
every time
yeah, like,
out.
This time, I'm honestly just like, oh, cool, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
finally
but the
just
thing about it
point.
Is, with the first one, everyone was excited, and it was kind of poopy.
Yeah.
And we came out. And it was actually kind of okay. I liked Wii a lot. I still think
yeah.
we should play it again.
And it's not bad at all. You know,
it's
just
no,
like, it's definitely one of the more
it's just rating against other 2D Mario.
I haven't played Little Big Planet, but it's probably better than Little Big Planet. And Little Big Planet's like an
it's
average
really
95
fun.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah,
it makes me laugh.
Little Big Planet?
No. Mario.
Oh, yeah. No, Mario's pretty silly. But every time, like, up until the launch, I'm like, I'm not going to buy this, do it, this looks too. And then it comes out, and I'm like, you know, maybe I should do that. And that's got to be how, like 50% of the sales for that game are. All these gamers are like, I don't know, I probably won't buy it. And it comes out, and they're like, maybe it's another, you know, it's another Mario game. You know what you're getting. Are you choking? Oh, okay, you're choking. Yeah. But it's another Mario game. And it's gonna be good, but I don't know. So that out of the way, I've been playing just like Bomb Monkey. I beat Heroes of Ruin. My review's up on the site. Read that. Read our interview with Nspace, which was really awesome. Those guys are a lot of fun. Thanks to Josh at Nspace for setting it up, and whoever answered the questions. I don't know who answered the questions, but whoever did, thank you for answering the questions. Moving on, let's go to our panel discussion.
Alright.
I should put music in the panel discussion.
Right here, the music.
A little panel discussion. panel discussion. Okay, this week, EA, this was earlier today actually, EA said I'll just read the quote. This is EA's, who is this? Vice President, Executive Vice President Patrick Soderlund, when asked by CVG, I don't know.
Is that Irish or Scottish to you?
I don't know. It sounds, actually, it's Soderlund.
Soderlund.
Soderlund. It's probably Irish.
Well, Patrick is, you know, very Irish.
Well, my friend Casey Sutherland, I shouldn't have said his full name. he's Irish, so.
Just
anyway,
bleep it
so.
Out.
Patrick Soderlund,
my friend,
says, well, I would say, he was asked, like, are you making ports? I don't know, he asked something about the Wii U. And he said, well, I would say EA doesn't make ports at all anymore. We tried to make games that are ideal for each platform as much as possible. Obviously, for PS3 and 360, the systems are similar, so we cross-develop, but we will always try to take an approach about what is unique for that platform. Wii U has unique capabilities, blah, blah, blah. We custom-tailor our games, blah, 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 blah. Two things I find silly about this. Number one, they say, we custom tailor all of our games, they're all like made for the system, and they are the people who made Madden,
yeah,
and the people who made Medal of Honor,
right,
and the people who make NBA 2K50 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and people who make Blitzball 300.
See, Blitzball 300.
So anyway, that's one thing I think. And the other thing is they say, EA doesn't make ports at all anymore. Now, list off some games that are coming to Wii U. Some ports that are coming to Wii U on launch. Any guesses? Like launch games.
I suspect there will be the new Call of Duty.
Okay, no, I'm talking like ports of games that are already out.
Oh, okay. The Assassin's Creed.
That's not a port. That's going to come out when
oh.
the Wii U comes out. So, that's a coming out at the same time and everything. Guesses. Other guesses.
Nope.
Arkham City is, but that's not
okay.
the one I'm talking about.
I just,
oh,
come on. You know what it is. It's got space guns.
No.
It's the kind of like KOTOR.
Mass Effect 3.
Yeah. Guess who makes Mass Effect 3?
EA.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what it is? It's a port.
I mean, yeah.
So they're just, I don't know.
He's just being silly. It's fine. It's honestly.
He's just being silly. Executive Vice President of EA is just, he's just.
Miyamoto made that silly face.
Yeah, Miyamoto's a
silly
guy.
Everybody's
silly. Not, EA is not a silly company in my view. They're pretty.
I don't know.
Alright, what silly games has EA made?
Madden
2002 for N64.
Madden 2002 for N64 is an incredibly silly game.
Blitz.
NFL Blitz is that EA?
It's Midway.
Midway. They are a cool company. Arcade game.
That is an awesome game.
So anyway, the point I want to bring up about this is, does this mean we're going to just see a lot of ports for
Wii U?
Probably. Because it's, a lot of reports are saying it's like 50% more powerful than the 360 and PS3, about.
Yep. From you know, personal experience, it was,
yeah,
like,
seems about right.
Definitely the most powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course, that technology is now, what, 6 years old?
Yes, and that's a good point to bring
up.
Because a lot of people are saying the next 360 is going to be about six times as powerful as the first 360.
And, you know, that was kind of the last discussion, you know, is the Wii U coming out too prematurely? Will the Xbox 780
Nintendo
and
doesn't.
PS5
they're in their bubble.
Sell.
They always are. But, is...
That's the thing, though, is that they're kind of getting out of their bubble now, what with potentially accomplishments... What with potentially...
Yeah, but that's not
going to
be huge. Yeah, like achievements.
Achievements?
No, they'll call it accomplishments.
Accomplishments.
Possibly.
Oh.
That's like the rumored name. I think they should call
it
like stars.
That's kind of nice.
No, it's not. It's stupid.
No, I mean, it's
no.
Like an accomplishment. It's Nintendo, you
like
know?
No, they should be called stars. That's a much more Nintendo-y thing than like accomplishment.
They should just like...
Like Wii U accomplishment. Like
Wii U stars?
No, just stars. Like you earned stars. Like 500 stars. I think that's way nicer than saying, like...
I guess. But I like the achievements on the 3DS.
Yeah, but those are called, like, gamer points.
No, they're not. They're achievements.
No, I know, but then they go to your, like, achievement points.
Point?
Like, Wii U accomplishment points has to be... Anyway, that's not what I'm trying to get at here.
Achievements are funny, because, like, you haven't been...
No.
You haven't had a street pass in so long.
Yeah, those ones are good, but the ones that are like, you got your first street pass. Achievement!
Well, yeah.
Okay, who cares? Like, that's something that's going to happen anyway, but that's not what I'm trying to get at. What I'm trying to get at is...
What if people don't get achievements so they don't have friends, okay?
Then it just makes them sad.
Exactly, so they need one.
That's true. Alright, fine, you win. What I'm trying to get at is that Mass Effect 3 is coming to launch.
Really, when you think about it, though, nothing like this magnitude of third-party game has really, I guess...
Yes, yes.
I guess, you know, Metal Gear Solid was ported, and I guess Resident Evil...
But Mass Effect 3 is being ported.
Yeah.
Arkham City
like,
is being ported.
This could honestly be the beginning of a trend of Nintendo actually doing what they've kind of alluded to, what or said that they were going to do in the past, which was, you know, try and... take in all these awesome, or what some people find awesome, you know. Basically, consensus awesome third party games that the other systems
right.
have. I just was unnecessarily.
And like putting them on their system. But the problem is that Mass Effect 3 is coming on launch. Yes.
Oh,
which is a port. Darksiders 2 is coming on launch, which is a port.
Yes.
What else is
which
coming?
Is more mature version of Zelda.
Right.
Ooh.
Batman is coming on launch.
Batman.
Which is a port.
Batman.
And what
this
else
is
coming
launch.
Port?
It's all just launch.
Yeah, but does this mean that it's just gonna be that forever?
Sing!
If it sells like
stupid.
If it sells like hotcakes. If it sells like hotcakes at 9 AM at McDonald's, it'll do real well.
Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden.
Gaiden.
Girls Gaiden, actually.
And I'm the Asian.
Did you know that Ben
See, look, Ninja Gaiden 3.
Ninja Gaiden.
Ports coming out on launch. What is this crap? You can't do this. If they tried to do this on the PS3 or the 360, people would be like, what are you doing?
Did you know that Ben Roethlisberger is into geishas?
Sure.
I'm really scared that I just sound racist against my
You're
own
not,
race because I went Ninja Gaiden. Nah,
you're
nah,
not
nah, nah, nah.
listening to me.
I'm listening.
I was kidding about Ben
Roethlisberger,
though. That was a
shout
out.
I'm trying
to
ask you. Does this mean it's just going to be ports everywhere?
Yes, I already answered that.
But that's really bad.
Yeah. I'm saying because there are ports and they don't know what they're talking about, and then they're getting complaints about ports, and they're like, we don't do ports, that means there's going to be tons of ports.
Basically, it's kind of a...
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about is the Wii U in general from all publishers just going to have a bunch of ports?
And I think
from 360 and PS3.
I think it kind of will. I mean, if it
doesn't
sells,
that upset you?
I mean, it's something because it's kind of like globalization.
No, because
you know, it kind of takes away
money.
Like the. But honestly,
no,
like objectively speaking, it just honestly doesn't matter. You know, like
I don't
know.
It kind of does
though.
Okay, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just spoiled. But on the Wii, right? All the good games on the Wii are exclusives.
Kind of, yeah.
There are no, and you know what I mean.
It's
so
kind
when
of
I see that,
for like,
yeah.
When I see that Assassin's Creed 3 is coming to the Wii U. I'm just like, oh, that's a port. It's not a port. It's coming out at the same time as the 360 and PS3 version. It's, you know, it's that. But
it's supposed
I'm just,
to be better.
I don't
be
care.
Version.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the best version, and I just don't care because it's just like, oh, it's a PS3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you understand that feeling?
Well,
no, I understand,
but it doesn't
feeling.
Mean
it's
there
exact
aren't going to be
thing.
The good feelings you get when they're exclusives.
No, I know, but it's just like, it's unfortunate.
Well, you have to deal.
No, because, well, yeah, but then if you're not going to discuss with me, the podcast is going to be stupid. The point I'm trying to make is that on the Wii, Ubisoft had to say, huh, well, we can't just port Assassin's Creed over. Let's make Red Steel 2, which was a cool game.
Yep.
Right? And then people were like, well, you know, we can't do ports. We're not allowed to just make one game and put on all three systems.
Due to system constraints.
Due to system constraints.
Because they'd have to basically kind of recode.
So you know what we ended up with? We ended up with Little King Story and Fragile and No More Heroes and
exactly.
More Masa. And you know what we're not going to end up with? You know what we're not going to end
like
up
that?
With? That.
The thing is, though, I think we will end up with those games because those games will still.
Then why didn't the PS3 and 360 end up with those games?
That is actually a good question. Maybe it was because.
They ended
it,
up
is
with
it
a
cheaper?
Few.
Is
Journey,
it,
Flower.
Like Demon, or is Demon Souls?
No, that's not really the same type of thing.
But. Was the reason why? Is it like much cheaper to develop for Nintendo?
It's
like
way
it's
cheaper to develop for Wii. Yeah.
That
so
might,
smaller
that
developers
might be a reason why,
yeah.
Honestly.
Plus, I think that's just kind of the nature of what
It was kind of the Dreamcast. There were a lot of
Nintendo
really...
systems.
Yeah.
That's actually true. Like, all Nintendo systems, GameCube and everyone, have always like drawn those like unique original games.
Yeah, because
they've been cheaper consoles because they've been weaker consoles, except the GameCube.
Except
GameCube
they've been, you know,
stronger
games.
Yeah, subjectively, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a case-by-case thing.
Yeah, it's a case-by-case thing. So, is it going to draw those games just because it's a Nintendo thing? Because it'll be cheaper to develop for than the really powerful 360? Or 720?
It'll probably be about as easy as to develop for... Actually, probably the toughest because
I have a feeling
it will be...
You got a screen?
I think it's just going to happen again.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a little worried, but I can deal with it. I don't get excited at all when I see like new Homefront 2 trailer, new Black Ops
like,
trailer.
Yeah.
I really don't.
And honestly, like,
but
I didn't even get hyped up for the launch of the 3DS or the 3DS XL or honestly any.
This is a good system.
No, it's an excellent.
Awesome.
That's the thing. Is like
a wonderfully built system.
It didn't let me down. You know, I didn't feel let down at all. And like I said, you know, I'm very pessimistic.
Right.
But
now,
hyped.
All
it's
over
not,
the front page of Nintendo, everything is the stupid game trailer, FIFA.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not hyped, but
that
just,
is, no, that
but
is.
I don't care. But other people do garner utility for
well,
them.
Well,
so
they can buy a stupid Xbox 720 then. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know if it's not fanboyism, but maybe it's kind of like, you know, I want my games and no one else gets to play them unless, you know what I mean? It's kind of like that. I don't want other people to like my games. I want, you know.
I'll take my bottle.
But still.
Throw it in the creek.
Yeah, but still, it's like, I don't know. All those games I feel like are just going to be downloadable games from now on. Like they are on PS3 and 360.
Yeah.
You're not going to have any of those, like, Lollipop Chainsaw 1. That is awesome. It came out. But it's still, like, you know, pretty realistic looking.
Yeah.
Which is kind of dumb.
There's a big difference to me, at least, between games like Fragile and games like Sin and Punishment and games like Muramasa that kind of, you know, like studios, those kind of like niche studios that like still kind of survive that are really like true like gamer, development companies and downloadable games. I feel like there is actually a big difference.
Yeah, there's something about like the indie game scene now, you know what I mean? Like
you
can already tell when something's an indie game because normally an indie game is like, here's one really cool gimmick that we build a game around. You know what I mean? Braid, Explosion Man.
And also like Bit Trip.
Stuff like that.
Awesome.
But there's a big difference between that and Fragile or Muramasa and things
feels,
like that.
It just feels a bit more like minor league to like still those games. Even if those games are still very simple. Like
But indie games tend to be like the really weird idea that they build a whole game around.
And something it, yet it moves. Yeah.
And yet it moves, yeah. Or like VVVVVV, whatever it's called. Whereas, yeah, those like those independence games that are retail games tend to not, you know, they don't do anything like weird or crazy, but they're just good games. You know what I mean?
Right. So.
So that's what I'd be concerned about happening with Wii U. That's the number one thing. Now, that being said, we are getting Project P100 at, I believe, launch or launch window, which is that Platinum Games.
And that's Platinum Games?
And that's one of those exact type of games I'm talking about that I love. It's coming at launch.
I think there's, on this list, I think there's just as many of those.
All right, let's look. How many of these cool games? Aliens? No. Assassin's Creed? No. Batman? No. Battlefield? No. Ben 10? No. Black Ops? No. Darksiders? No. Dirt? No. Dragon Quest 10?
No.
No, not really. Formula One? No. Family Party? No. FIFA? No. Game Party? No. Game & Wario? It's like Game & Watch, but Game & Wario. That's different. That's Nintendo. So I'm going to skip Nintendo games. Homefront 2? No. Injustice? Have you seen this? Injustice?
Yeah.
All the superheroes getting together. It's like
yeah.
Justice League.
Yeah.
Injustice. Ooh.
I'm excited.
Jet Tailfin, which is that stupid game you thought sounded cool, but
it
doesn't. It
sounded like, okay, it sounded like a newer version of like some like mascot for a platformer,
yeah.
Like a 3D platformer.
Like
an
like
old, late
like
mid-90s
platformer.
And it sounded really cool, but I looked it up.
Jet Tailfin. Nope. Just Dance 4. No. Lego City Undercover. I mean, no, but it does look really awesome. Lego Lord of the Rings. No. Madden NFL 13, no. Avengers, Battle for Earth, no. Mass Effect 3, no. Medium, no. NBA, no. New Super Mario 3, no. Ninja Gaiden 3, no. Nintendo Land, no. Pikmin 3, no. Project
Why?
Cars, no.
You can make a
These
case.
These are Nintendo games. They don't count.
You
They're
can make a
things.
Slight case for Nintendo Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? It looks
Nintendo
horrible.
Gaiden.
Nintendo Gaiden?
You'll see it.
No.
Maybe.
It's being published by Nintendo, oddly enough.
Oh, okay. Maybe not then.
But no. No, no, no. Project Cars, no. Project Nova? What is Project Nova? Alright, now I gotta do some research. Project Cars. What the heck is Project Cars?
Until then?
Project Cars is a racing simulation game. Nope, doesn't count. Where's Project Nova? You know, it's weird how people say, like, Project. They call it Project.
Project
it's
Batman
project.
Gotham Racing?
Project Nova is the 8th campaign mission featured in Call of Duty Black Ops.
Hmm.
Project Nova Wii U, maybe? Project Nova by Vicarious Visions. So, Project Nova, it's worked on by the Guitar Hero people. I bet it's just another Guitar Hero. I bet you it's
yeah,
just another Guitar Hero. Anyway, it doesn't count. It's Vicarious Visions. Project P100, Platinum Games. There's one. Rabbit's Land, no. Rayman Legends, no. Rise of the Guardians, no. Sacrilegium. That looks kind of... Sounds kind of neat. Sacrilegium. Sacrilegium. Survival horror video game taking place in modern-day Romania.
Who's the developer?
Developer is Reality Pump.
Sounds like it, yeah, we'll count two.
Yeah, I'll just count it. Just, I'm going to look at more of that. Okay, so Scribblenauts? I'll count Scribblenauts. Scribblenauts
yeah.
is cool.
Maybe. It's still too, like...
Scribblenauts Unlimited.
And this is, kind of, I think, borrowing a little bit of the topic we might discuss later. It's a bit too of American a game, maybe, to be like that. It's not Japanese enough.
No, it's not about being Japanese. It's just about being neither American nor Japanese, necessarily. Like, Project P100... Yeah, we'll talk about racism later. But Scribblenauts, I'll count just for benefit of the doubt. Sure, three. Sing, no. Skylanders, no. Sonic, no. Sports something, no. Smash Bros, no. Tank, 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 yes. Tekken Tag Tournament, no. Zelda, no. Tom Clancy, no. Transformers, no. Your Safe Fitness, no. Wii Fit, no. Wii U Panorama, no. Zombie U, no. Four out of, and these are not just launches.
I'm not racist, Nash.
This is everything we've ever heard about out of 64. Four out of 64. What's the ratio there? That's divisible.
One out of
16.
Okay, you got...
One out of 16. One of them might not count. One of them is probably not good. I guarantee you. So, okay. I don't know. I guess Wii launch games weren't much better.
No.
They were actually
in
kind of bad.
Those terms.
Anyway, so that's your play-by-play there. I went through every single one.
I mean, you'd think though that there wouldn't be very many during launch because, you know, they probably...
Yeah, they're probably waiting.
Test kits.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Probably. Well, some of them do, like, Gaijin Games has a test kit.
Those guys are really cool.
I think Renegade has a test kit now, actually.
Those guys are also really cool.
Which is awesome. There's, like, two of them in every credits. It's the one guy, the music guy, and then the special thanks. And that's the credits for everybody.
And Rami Cowboy from Go Nintendo's always in the credits.
Yeah.
Or has always been in the credits, at least so far.
Yep, so far. I'm reading about the survival horror game. It says 3D is going to be supported. Don't know what that means. It's not just for Wii U, though, so I guess it doesn't count. It's also for 360 and PS3 and Windows. So, yeah. Anyway, that's the point of that. Does anybody else have any assumptions, something to say about stuff about that? Okay, cool.
Launch window, or how would you rate the overall launch window or compare it to past systems?
Here's the thing about me. I thought the 3DS launch window was really great.
I thought
like,
it might have been the greatest
good.
Of all time when looking at it, but...
But then it was stupid.
It was kind of...
So this one, Aliens, Assassin's Creed, Batman, probably Call of Duty, Darksiders, what's Dragon
it's
Quest?
Just, yeah,
no one says. I mean, Pikmin. All right, here's one, ones that are definitely going to be good. Assassin's Creed 3. Black Ops 2 will be good, like, objectively. Darksiders 2 has gotten good reviews, so it'll be good. Other launch window games. The Lego City Undercover, it won't definitely be good, but I want to put it on there, but I'm not going to. Mass Effect 3 will be good. New Super Mario Bros. U will be definitely good. Nintendo One will be good. Pikmin 3 will be good. Project P100, I will like. I don't know if it'll be good. And Scribblenauts will be good. And Tank will be good, but I'm not going to put it on. So, I mean, you have, let's say, Benefit of the Doubt 7 that are definitely going to be good. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, and Zombie U. I can't say it's definitely going to be good, though.
I think it'll be pretty good.
I don't know. It's by the people who did
Red
Steel. It's exciting. It's super exciting. So, 7 at least that are definitely going to be good.
Yeah.
Let's say 4 that will be really good. And one of those 4 will be poor. So, we'll say 3 that are definitely going to be really good, and a potential, like, I'm rounding way down, just to, like, you know, just benefit
so, them. Even, like, it probably won't even actually stack up to just Twilight Princess releasing at the same time.
I don't know, people would say Pikmin 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Pikmin and a 2D Mario.
Yeah.
Which I think is equal to Twilight
Princess.
Jeez,
I just realized that's, like, 2 2D Marios in the span of, like, 4 months.
That's an interesting thing. Let's go into this topic quick.
Yeah.
They said they're only doing 1 new Super Mario Bros. Per system. So they got these two out of the way, which means we won't see it for another 6 years, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But there was some weird rumor a couple months ago, and maybe this is New Super Mario Bros. U, but Nintendo registered a website domain, and like there were a couple rumors floating around for something called Super Mario Bros. 4.
Interesting.
It might be New Super Mario Bros. U, just, and they kind of just registered the website just to make sure no one would take it. But it'd be cool if we saw like a 2D Mario on 3DS that was like sprites again. I'd be totally down for that. That'd be cool. So, anyway, point being, other stuff about. Let's talk briefly about. Well, in fact, you know, let's skip the stupid racism crap. I don't care about that.
I thought that was a topic that.
I thought that was really
no, it's great. That's
that.
A timeless topic.
Okay, we'll
discuss
that on another podcast.
Discuss on another podcast. I don't want to go too long here, but I do want to talk more about the Wii U, and launch details will probably be announced on September 13th. Looks like the date is what we're going to hear. When the sort of throats will be unchoked, the third-party throats will be no longer, what is that called when you are strangled by Nintendo, and they can talk about their stuff, Nintendo will give us our release date and our price, and yeah, so, well, there was one more thing about the Wii U I want to talk about, what was it, oh, nothing, oh, I do want to talk about this stuff, here's a great sort of a light podcast ender topic. Let's move on to... IGN put out a list of the top 10 3DS games thus far.
Okay.
So let's... I think it'd be good to go through it sort of agree-disagree. People
yeah.
like lists, so it'd be, maybe we'll end every week with a list.
That sounds good.
Let's do that. I'm going to write that down. So this week's list is top 10 3DS games thus far.
This is somebody else wrote?
IGN wrote this. Who had IGN? The IGN Nintendo team. So Rich and some other people. Matt Casamalasama is no longer. He's just a general editor. He can do whatever he wants.
He stepped up. That's cool.
He's doing whatever he wants. So this is by Rich and other people. Rich is the only person I know. Oh, Lucas. Who else? There's Rich, Lucas, Audrey, Lucas. So Lucas, Rich, and Audrey.
So the Nintendo team.
Number 10, New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Yeah.
They say the release of this may have kicked off a wave of complaints about how Nintendo is not innovating, but when you set all the talk aside and actually play the game, you can't help but have fun.
True, but I think there weren't that many, you know, 3DS games that are good released yet. So I think they're just kind of like, we gotta put this on there.
Well, it is a Mario game, though. Regardless of if it's completely void of, like, inspiration, it's still a fun... co-op Mario game, like,
I mean, us three, you know, we can only assume, and you know what they say about assuming, it makes us, you know, fallaciously conjecture concerning certain things, but it's
assuming
just
makes a people who conjecture out of you and me
fallacy.
So,
but
did you say fallacious?
Yeah,
okay, that's a nice adjective.
Oh, somebody, oh no.
You told me that story.
But I mean, honestly, like I said before, I just want to touch on this again. Like, I was extremely pessimistic about New Super Mario Bros. Wii and pretty much everything.
Yeah,
just because,
yeah.
But now I honestly just feel like, oh, cool, little, you know, fun little platform. I mean, it's sad because I'm not, like, expecting it to be truly great, but I honestly just kind of, you know, moved on.
I've kind of settled
in,
like, accepted
it,
and
I'm
just,
like,
don't care.
It'll be just,
a,
you know,
a
pretty fun.
Yeah,
it'll just be, you know, pretty fun.
Well, and even if it's as good as New Super Mario Bros. DS, which is by far the worst Mario game.
What is exactly
this is funny. The thing they are like, it's, and they admitted, okay, they said it's not innovative, we're not trying to be innovative, this
right.
is just like another Mario Kart type thing, we're putting mm-hmm. it out, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
The new thing is that there's just more coins. That's like the thing.
Oh, yeah. There's
and
a,
it's co-op.
Isn't there like a tally, a worldwide
there's
tally?
There's a worldwide tally.
Yeah.
They're at like
yeah.
2.5 billion coins
I
or something
don't care
ridiculous.
At all.
That's cool.
So I would buy it, I'm just like, I don't quite want to spend it, because, you know, I want to buy the Wii U, blah, 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 so. Anyway, that's number 10. Number 9. Game you should play, game I should play, Kid Icarus Uprising. Taking a break from his Smash Bros. Development, Sakurai resurrected one of Nintendo's oldest icons for a starring role on 3DS. Part on-rail shooter, part third-person action game, and nothing else because I just screwed it up. Kid Icarus Uprising might very well pack some of the best replay value on Nintendo's young portable. Well, alright, there you go.
Yeah, from the little I played of it, it seemed pretty
yeah,
solid.
Seemed pretty
people
pretty
say
good.
It improved a lot even from that last E3.
Well,
so,
then
I think
it deserves that spot.
Should probably pick it up.
Now, here's something. You know why it doesn't deserve this spot? It deserves to be higher because the game right after it, number 8, Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy.
For some reason,
is ahead of New Super Mario Bros. 2 and Kid Icarus Uprising.
It's not
can you
actually
believe that?
Can you believe
no.
that is it?
It's ridiculous.
No, that's ridiculous. The
it's,
thing is, though, is that Final Fantasy music is really cool.
Yeah, but it's
oh,
not right. a good
here's
game.
The reason. No, it is a good game. Nintendo's
yeah,
original
yeah,
DS hosted an incredible variety of great first-party music and rhythm games. From Elite Beat Agents to Rhythm Heaven to Electro Plankton. On 3DS, though, it's third-party Square
yeah,
Enix, blah, 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 blah. They were just like, it looks stupid, but we never thought we'd be loving this. And they do.
And those three are like, the three that you just mentioned are definitely...
He said
like,
it's not a... Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Those three are definitely what you just said are definitely a cut above the gameplay of Theater Rhythm. The
oh yeah yeah no I mean honestly if you play a little bit more Theater Rhythm gets a little better but you do have to like Final Fantasy to like it.
No yeah I'm just saying like gameplay depth not get depth necessarily because there isn't that much depth honestly in rhythm games but it's just not as good as Rhythm Heaven or Electric Play.
It is not
BP Indians.
Alright, number 7.
But it's still really good, because Final Fantasy...
Game you should possibly get, Kingdom Hearts 3D.
Okay, I love
Kingdom Hearts 3D
Kingdom
is possibly the best portable game in the franchise, and considering it's a series that has largely only appeared on portable devices, that's no small feat. Blah, 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 Kingdom Hearts, meh, meh, meh. Does anyone want to say anything about this? Or can
I,
no.
I honestly have no interest in playing it, but Kingdom Hearts 1 is still...
Did you get the demo?
Oh.
Get the demo.
Right.
Is there something you need?
Okay. Just listening. Laura looks like she's
going to
fall asleep.
She can
really
fall asleep.
Tired.
It's fine. Me and Jack will.
Bored.
We'll take
no,
the,
I'm bored. I'm really tired.
We'll take the helm.
Yeah.
She can't say she's bored or else she can't go to
E3. No, I'm actually not bored.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Number 6. I disagree with this. Street Fighter 4. I don't want to talk about it because it's stupid.
I liked it.
If you're gonna find a genre, that seems like...
Yeah, no, I mean, blah, blah.
I
liked
it. Yes.
Number 5. Have you bought this?
Yeah. No, I played the demo.
Resident Evil Revelations, which everyone I've talked to who's played it just said it's the best Resident Evil game
aside from
4 and...
1, maybe?
They said it's like... Who was talking about this? I bet it was probably on the Go Nintendo podcast. They were talking about... Rami Cowboy was like, this is tied for my favorite with Resident Evil 2. And I was like, wow, that's
Resident
a
2,
big...
Huh?
That's a big, you know...
Designation.
Put, right, because that's... I mean...
Huh. But
I mean, hey, it looks really good.
I never got around to playing Resident Evil 0.
I don't honestly care about it. I care about 1. I don't care about 2 because
graphics
are really
bad. It's in the style
of
1, you know, so...
Yeah, but 2's in the style of 1, but it just... I don't know. It just... I can't bring myself to play 2. You know what I mean? It just... It looks way too clunky. It's kind of like trying to play 1 again, like the original 1, not the GameCube. I don't know if I can do it, but...
Yeah, man. That Resident Evil 1 is just...
Speaking of which, are we ever going to finish?
Probably not. Oh yeah, because the thing about Resident Evil 1 is that like it starts out really great, but it doesn't climax at all. It just continues just being exactly the same thing. There's no like pace to it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And honestly, just slowly gets worse.
Yeah.
And you know it starts really amazing. So just because
really
it gets a little
amazing.
Bit worse,
really amazing.
Just because it gets a little worse, it means it's still like the best survival horror game. But because of the fact that it started
it's
so good and then got worse, it just leaves you with
like,
a poopy
yeah,
feeling in
your mouth.
Not that I don't love it. I do love it, but
big
not
big
as scary as Slender. Number four, Star Fox 64 3D. Nintendo Star Fox franchise has faltered a few times over the years, as the GameCube installments didn't live up to expectations, and McCloud and crew missed out on the Wii entirely. The brand has been reborn, though, and given a second chance to shine, thanks to this incredible remake of the series' best past game, Star Fox 64. Yeah, sure.
I could honestly make a case for number one, just because...
E3, I just did not...
I'm just saying Star Fox 64, if you've never played...
Yeah, but I don't think it was as good as Star Fox 64.
Yeah.
I don't know what about it. Maybe I should buy it. I don't know. Who knows?
Give it another chance.
Who cares? I know. Steve Brule.
Yeah.
I know.
I forget, did they change the voices?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And they're not terrible voices,
yeah.
They're just not good voices. I don't know,
I forget,
whatever.
Yeah.
Number three, Mario Kart 7.
Yeah, another. That's a kind of like, you know, a lot of people for some reason are now finally saying, like, oh, this isn't really innovative at all with New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
What?
Same thing with...
Yeah, same thing with Mario
same
Kart.
Same thing with Mario Kart, honestly,
but
it's just really...
It doesn't matter.
You know,
saying that about Mario Kart?
No, no one's saying that Mario Kart.
They should
saying,
be, because Mario Kart
oh.
doesn't
or they
Yeah, they did!
What they change?
The fly.
Okay, but that's not actually
and
changing
the
anything.
Underwater.
That's the same thing as saying there's more coins. Like, that's not tangibly changing anything. That's just...
Yes, it is.
No, it's just
yes,
adding, like...
It is.
It's adding on to... You know, it's like... The change from Twilight Princess to Skyward Sword was a tangible change, or like Wind Waker to Twilight Princess, tangible change in like the feel of the game and like how you're playing it. How you're playing it's still the same thing. You drift, you move, you shoot items, etc. It's like Mega Race, but worse.
Yeah,
it
is
it's
like Mega
really different.
If anybody has played Mega Race before,
maybe we just need to settle in the mindset of, you know, New Super Mario Bros. We will just expect it to be good and not great, and that's fine.
Yeah,
I think the
which
Mario
is sad though, because the 2D Mario games have such great potential.
I think Mario Kart, you know, it's just, it's Mario Kart.
It's an awesome Mario, exactly.
Just
and maybe that's how we need to think
you know,
about
it. It's
going to
add, you know, maybe a couple new things like, you know, flying and underwater, but it's just always going to be, you know.
Yeah. And customization, actually, I forgot they completely added cart customization.
Yeah,
which is totally
yeah.
new.
Yeah.
I mean, you, I overlook it every time, but I mean, people would, like, if they did that to, like, you know, if they added like flying and underwater and customization to that one little big planet racer, I bet people would be like, oh, it's
yeah.
A whole new game.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, number two. Any guesses? Any guesses? Laura, you're on side. It's on you, Jack. It's on you.
It's
guesses.
All on me.
did you see number one?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's not at Heroes of Ruin.
Not Heroes of Ruin.
It's... I honestly...
Ocarina of Time, 3D.
Not
that game existed.
Yeah.
A game that many hail as the greatest of all time ought to stand the test of time, and that proved to be the case with Nintendo's Zelda Classic. Who cares? That's what it is. And they did a great, much better job of this than they did of Star Fox.
I was about to say that, like, you know...
Sorry.
Okay,
singing
like
the song of time.
Give, I was trying to give you the solo, but...
Anyway, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, like, whereas Star Fox 64, you could say, you know, is worse... You know, of a port. This is honestly could be considered equal of a game to, you know.
It's a better game objectively, but like for the time, even you consider it equal of a game.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I wasn't saying necessarily objectively. I was saying objectively. You can actually think the N64 original was better in terms of graphics and atmosphere and everything. But the port,
you can't, man. Like honestly, I wish
okay.
I wish I could say that, but
what?
You can't say that the N64 is better than this. Just
yes.
like. No, in the sense of,
yes,
like...
Yes, yes,
like, they didn't do it... You know how they did the Big Donut? We were playing Big Donut, Mario Kart 7.
Big Donut?
It looks just kind of... It looks like they updated it. This, everything about it feels like Ocarina of Time.
That
nothing
very,
feels
they,
different.
They did not change, like, the
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, it does,
no.
but it doesn't... It doesn't, you know, have the feel... It feels like Ocarina of Time in it, but it doesn't feel like Ocarina of Time.
It does to me, completely.
Like,
it
when
feels
I was,
exactly
you know, like...
I feel...
I remember playing it, and, like, you know... Holding the uncomfortable N64 controller.
Okay, yeah, the controller is not
no,
as...
No, I mean,
not
just that feeling, but, like, also, you know...
It looks like what they would have made if they could have back then. You know what I mean? It doesn't look like
I
they changed
that.
The style.
I agree with
it, that. It looks like if they had the power, they would have said, this is what it should look like.
Yeah, but that's not what makes it special for me.
All right, well, you can... Okay, did you see it?
No.
Okay, good. All right, on to number one. Guesses. It should be really obvious. You both have to guess.
I already guessed.
No, but you didn't get... No, but she would have guessed number two, but she saw it. Come on, you guys. This is easy.
Don't tell me.
Games that have already come out.
Yes.
Please don't tell me.
No,
please.
They're rating games that haven't
Do I have
come out.
This one? Do I own it?
No, neither of you own it. And I'm not telling you if I own it. Come on. Are you serious?
I can't think right now.
Yeah,
it's just... Super
3D.
Mario 3D Land.
Oh, 3D Land.
It's number one. How did you not guess that? It's not just a great Mario game, says IGN. It's a realization of everything the Nintendo 3DS is capable of. Completely agree.
That's true.
It's the single greatest example of how to make 3D visuals a meaningful part of gameplay and a fresh, fully engaging take on the Mushroom Kingdom. Watching Mario sort through your screen, blah, 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 blah. Yes, no, it's seriously, it's a great, great, great game.
It's not
completely filled with inspiration and charm. It's actually a lot of, like, charm, but not a lot of, you know, that, like, you know,
innate charm.
Yeah, but like not charm's different. Charm is for like the goofy, silly, like
yeah,
dancing Koopas and stuff.
It's
not
charm.
Filled with, you know, I don't know how to explain it. It's just not that feeling. You know what I mean? But it is really, really well made. It's seriously.
You said like the later levels are some of the most technically.
It's probably the most technically impressive platforming, 3D platforming ever. Honestly. It's definitely the most technically impressive game ever. Tell me something that could possibly be better. I'm telling you, Galaxy's not. I haven't played all the Galaxy 2.
Yeah,
you
haven't played 3. The last level in Galaxy 2 is... but I guess actually 3D platforming isn't necessarily nearly as...
No, it's not. I mean, but it's kind of like you Banjo-Kazooie, better game... Worse, like, the technical platforming is not terribly.
Like, Mutant Muds isn't necessarily a technical platformer.
Right.
Actually,
it is a little bit technical. Like, those VLAN levels are pretty technical.
Those levels get super technical. Honestly. True technicality. Forget I even just said anything.
Okay, we'll just move on.
Just buy Mutant Muds, all you people out there.
That's a good
really
thing.
Good
thing. Alright, so there's your top 10. Hey, watch your language. Don't say naughty words. We have kids that go to the site.
Sucking up?
I thought you said the naughty word.
No!
Okay. Stop sucking up to Jules, Jack. I'm just kidding. He actually really appreciated your nice words about Palm Monkey. And I'm guessing if on some crazy land he listened to this, he would appreciate that two of the first three games he purchased were both of his games. So,
yeah.
On that note...
They're just fun.
They are. They're just good fun. Good, good fun. He's seriously... He's a big part of why the eShop is as successful as it is, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So he can take lots of pride in that. on that note, I think we'll end. Those are our top 10. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I guess just like to say I really like the 3DS XL.
Yeah,
I think
great.
If you haven't bought into the Generation Ox now.
Yeah.
Generation, that's so
dope. Here's the problem is, like, now we're getting the consoles that are kind of like halfway between.
Yeah, Wii U honestly could be considered a 7.5, just like how DS.
It's going to be considered 8, but what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, man, that's it. Bye, everybody.
I wasn't done with my sentence.
Fine.
That's sad.
Like, I just wasn't done with my sentence. All right,
finish it.
That's really true.
Sorry.
So I really,
excited.
I've
what
liked,
are you doing?
Okay, basically if you haven't bought one yet, and that's where you cut me off, I would actually probably definitely just buy the XL. I think the XL is probably a better option, even though it's $30 worth.
Can we agree, alright, maybe I'm crazy, but can we agree that just in terms of design, the 3DS is honestly Nintendo's like best design system?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we say that?
Like
the second best just in terms of design for what it was aiming for, I think, is the Game Boy Advance SP. I think it's a wonderfully designed system.
Wii is honestly looks nice too.
Wii?
Yeah.
No, not physical. Physical.
Yeah.
I mean like the menus and like the functionality it comes with. It's really well designed. And like where the buttons are and how the buttons feel.
I'd say
the Game
DSi.
Boy wasn't terrible. DSi is really well designed too. But I think the 3DS... Street
SP.
Pass, Spot Pass.
Well, yeah, that's
all of that
wonderful.
Stuff is just so nice.
Yeah, that's true.
So nice, so innovative. I just love how it looks.
And
I think
not
it just keeps
Game
getting
Boy
better.
Micro, and not the
Game Boy Micro is actually. I don't remember.
I was that someone on a bus playing one once, and I just made.
Aren't they like this big?
Yeah, they're that big.
They're really
out there. They're that big.
You know, Game Boy Micros can actually play 3DS games. It's true.
It's not true.
It's not true. Alright, on that note, I think we should be done, because I think we actually hit quite a lot of minutes, so.
Also got
it would just be tongue-tied.
No, yeah, but it's like you say it, because like, you say like you're tongue-tied, but you say it while you're saying tongue-tied.
That's it. We're good. I'm tired. Hey, we're done. Bye. I'm going to put this up tomorrow.
Don't be evil.
Don't be evil.
Bye.
What are you doing?
Bye.
That's everything. So much.